Hey there, welcome. You just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast with your man, Mr. Garrett, on the MIC. It is Monday. It's a Monday evening. It was cold, rainy, and raw today. Not ideal weather, but hey, we made it through anyway. And so here on the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and we talk about life. On the sports front, I was able to catch a few games this weekend, watching via NFL Red Zone, because I live in Commanders and Ravens country, so I'm not able to watch the games that I would like. And plus, my Dolphins already played Thursday night, so they're preparing to give a proper smackdown to those New York Jets this upcoming Sunday. So I'll be looking forward to that. I do know a Jets fan. She probably gonna talk trash to me this week. It's cool. I'm used to it. But our record speaks for itself, and our championship speaks for itself. Anyway, so I was unable to watch the games I wanted, but I was able to watch via Red Zone, and Red Zone is amazing. I can see different plays from the different teams, and there was some contests out there that actually turned out to be pretty good. I was watching the last night. I caught most of the Kansas City and Tampa game. And Patrick Mahomes, he played his ass off. He lit them up. And Brady just did not look like himself. Age is something you cannot defeat. Age is undefeated. So I feel like as if this will probably be or should be his last season. Because Father Time is always undefeated. Always undefeated. Never forget. So, on that note, I do believe the NBA preseason has already started. And so, the NBA will be back in full swing at the end of the month. Anybody that knows me knows my team is the one and only mighty 17-time NBA World Champion, Los Angeles Lakers. Let me say that again. Los Angeles Lakers, 17-time NBA World Champions. Been doing this since 1986. Not the LeBron era Lakers, not even the Shaq and Kobe Lakers. I've been doing this shit since the Magic and Showtime Lakers. And, you know, since the Great Western form Los Angeles Lakers. The Pat Riley with the slick back hair and Armani suit Los Angeles Lakers. He even had the logo. Pat Riley had the logo Jerry West rocking Armani suits sitting in the Great Western form. Watch my Lakers win NBA World Championships. AC Green had a drippy, juicy, juicy Jerry curl back then. Him, Michael Cooper, yo, I'm telling you, that is the era Lake Show I grew up with and that I know. Yo, I've been doing this when I had the Magic Converse and the Lakers colors with the matching sweatshirt for Magic when I was 8 years old and little peasy-headed kid. You know, with the big ass glasses, that's how I did that shit. You know, so can't nobody tell me anything about my Lake Show. And so anybody that tries, I promptly dismiss them with the quickness. But that's how far back my love goes for the Los Angeles Lakers. People say we're the worst fans in the world outside of Cowboys fans. I don't care, because 9 times out of 10 people who say that either don't have a team, the team has never won a championship, the team may have gotten to a championship and never won. It don't matter. My team, we got 17 banners in the store. So I'm looking forward to the NBA coming back. I know that Major League Baseball playoffs are getting ready to start as well. And I believe the World Series will be at the end of the month. So, oh, and also for the hockey fans, NHL's coming back as well. So we're back into that season where there's going to be sports all around us. And it's a glorious, it's a beautiful thing. You know, you have that dry spell, you know, in the summers where there's not, you know, a lot of sports going on. And unless you're a baseball fan, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so we're back to that glorious, as I call it, time of year. So looking forward to seeing a lot of games. I'll be glad when Maryland gets together, so I will be able to place bets, you know, on the different sports betting sites. So sports betting sites, if you're listening, you know, let me go ahead and, you know, be the plug for y'all. Let me go ahead and make a few advertisements for you on the show, because yeah, I like to get paid too. On the music front, I have not been excited about any new music in a while. a lot of old music that I'm starting to get into. Like it said, like the Ramsey Lewis, I knew about him, but I didn't know about him. Music is amazing. I also discovered a couple of older Gil Scott-Heron albums, also just totally amazing. But the newest offering from Freddie Gibbs is what I currently have in rotation. So Freddie Gibbs dropped a new album this past Friday entitled Soul Sold Separately. That's Soul, like Soul Train, Sold Separately. The album is slim. The album is hot. I mean, there's a couple tracks in there that I was kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say they're throwaway tracks, definitely filler tracks. But overall, the majority of the album is a solid, solid effort. You won't be disappointed. In fact, there was a couple songs where I could hear that man, you know, I could hear his pain through the song. And so I hope that whatever he went through, you know, at that time, I hope that he was able to work through it. Hopefully he's not still going through it. Because as we all know, mental health is wealth. So salute Freddie Gibbs. Album is hot. Make sure you check it out today on all your streaming platforms. Sold separately. I give it 4 mics. Like if I was, you know, able to write for The Source back in the day or any magazine and I was able to do a rating system, yes, I would give it 4 mics. It's what you want. You know, you gotta stream it. You gotta play it. And so moving into the life front, as you know, I am still continuing this journey of trying to heal and trying to, you know, move past things in order to move forward. And, you know, I listen to different podcasts. I've been reading a lot of books on the subject. And so sometimes, depending upon what I listen to or what I read, you know, I may come across something that kind of triggers me, but it triggers me in a way of, hey, you know, this happened to you back then, but you do know that by working through it now, it won't have as much of an effect on your life. And I say that because today I was listening to a particular podcast, the one I normally listen to mostly on a daily basis, The Mindset Mentor by Rob Dial. And today he talked about loving yourself. And so while I was listening to it, I was thinking back and I was like, And he brought up a point, like, was there ever a point in time where you did not love yourself or where you had disparaging thoughts about yourself? And I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? There was a point in time where I did not love myself. Like, I did not love myself to take care of myself the way that I should have. And so because of that, the end result is now having to be on medication as far as blood pressure medication. That's the only one I'm on, knock on wood, you know, trying to get my way off of it. I went to the gym today, worked it out. But anyway, but there was a point in time where I did not love myself and I would talk to myself, you know, in a negative way. And it was because of the circumstances I was in. Now, mind you, I created the circumstance. Like, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. There's no excuse. I created the circumstance that I was in because at the time, I allowed things that happened from way, way back to still cloud my thoughts and to not see what actually could be ahead of me. Like, I'll say, for example, job-wise, you know, at the time that all this was going on, I was in a job that I didn't like. Sure, the money was better than what I was making previously, but I didn't like it. I didn't like not so much what I was doing, but it was the people I was dealing with. And so because of that, I started thinking back to previous jobs that I had where, you know, I was, you know, labeled lazy. I was told, oh, you're never going to make it. You know, you are, I don't understand how you even got this job or how you're still in this position. And so because I was in that space where I didn't like my job at the time, that's the kind of thoughts I would always have. Like, oh, I'm never going to get anything else. It's never going to get any better. And you won't believe how much of an effect that actually has on you. Because then I started going to work, but it wasn't fun. And like, it seemed like everything was just wrong. Everything was just wrong. And then compounding that was my personal life at the time, where I was looking all around and I was seeing, you know, happy couples, and I was seeing people together. Like, you know, people were, it was the winter time, as a matter of fact. So, you know, winter time, you don't want to be by yourself. You know, you want to, you know, you want to have somebody to snuggle up next to, you know, because it get cold. And at the time, I did not have that. It was just me. And I was telling myself, oh, you're never going to get anybody. You know, you're always going to be single. You're going to be by yourself. And it was just, I used to tell myself just some of the just worst, I wouldn't say the worst things, but it was just things that would break a non-mentally strong person down. And so as I was listening to the podcast, I was thinking back to my situation. And then I started thinking, well, look at how far you came from that point, right? Because now you have somebody for life, you know, that you can talk to, somebody you can snuggle up next to. You're no longer lonely, you know, your two hearts beating as one. You know, look, and job-wise, well, that's a whole nother situation, but it is a lot better than where I was at that point. A whole lot better. It's not perfect, but it was a lot better. And so I say all that to say that yes, you indeed have to love yourself. And let me spin this back to the health thing. So at one point, I was so, I guess you could say, in a space where I just didn't care, because I felt like I was by myself and I was so lonely that I just didn't care. Like, I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just, you know, just here, and I'm just gonna do what I want to do. And so that's basically what I did. I had warning signs, though, that something was not right. The first warning sign came one day. I was leaving work, and you know, for lunch, that I never forget, and I remember this day so clearly. That day I had a steak and cheese sub and some potato chips, and you know, I washed it down with a soda. Okay, fine, no problem. As I'm leaving work, I start walking to the metro, which is our train system here in the DMV, and I noticed that all of a sudden, you know, I just couldn't, like, it started getting dark. Like, I started noticing that I felt like I started losing my vision a little bit, and I started sweating real hard, and I felt like I was about to pass out. Now, I didn't pass out, luckily. I somehow, you know, I kind of sat down, acted like as if I was playing on my phone at the time, whatever. I was able to collect myself, and I'll never forget, I went into the there was a GNC as I'm walking out to the metro or whatever, and I bought a energy bar, and I wolfed it down, got some water, got on the train, got home, but I ignored it. The next time something happened, I was, I don't know, the night before, I don't quite remember what I ate the night before, but the next day I woke up and I just felt like something was off. You know, I just couldn't figure out what was going on. Like, I woke up and I just had this headache, but it wasn't like a pounding headache. It was like, it was just kind of like a dull, somewhat dull headache, but I just felt off. Like, I just felt like I was about to fall out at any moment. And I remember I was sitting at my desk, and I said, well, maybe let me go get some coffee and maybe that'll help. Got up, got some coffee, walking to the Starbucks, which was around the corner, and I felt like I was about to pass out again. I didn't. I got the coffee. I felt somewhat better, but I was like sweating real hard, you know. And then the final wake-up call was I was on a plane going out of town for work. And again, you know, I was just going through the motions. I didn't really think. I mean, matter of fact, this was the first time I was going to London. And I remember I went to Chick-fil-A earlier that day, had lunch. Then when I got to the airport, I got a smoothie. And I got on the plane. And I was sitting there. And again, I just started having that feeling like I was about to black out. And I went to the bathroom, you know, try to get myself, collect myself together. And I think I might have, you know, kind of slumped on the wall a little bit. And I was in there for probably about 5 minutes or so. And I remember I you know, snapped out of it somehow and got back to my seat. But people were looking at me all weird, like, you know, like I was in there. I must have made a noise. I don't know, something. And so finally, when I got back, that's when I said, okay, something is not right. Let me get checked out. And I went to the gym that following week or whatever, and I checked my blood pressure, and my blood pressure was high. It was like 155/100. That's not good. So I finally broke down, went to the doctor, and that's when, you know, they put me on the meds, and I've been on meds ever since. This was probably about 2010, 2011, something to that effect. But I say all that to say that, you know, if you're not in the right mental space, you'll just give up and you just don't care. And at that point, I did not care about myself enough to say, hey, something's not right. You need to get this checked out because, you know, this is not nothing to play with. Like when they say that blood pressure is the silencer, I'll just say, yes, it is. And if you don't get a handle on it, it'll get a handle on you. So I say all that to say that you have to love yourself enough. You have to love yourself. That's just all there's to it. Whether it be through words, whether it be through deeds, you have to love yourself, because if you do not, it can lead you to a dark place that you may or may not be able to pull yourself out of. And I told myself I will never, ever, ever get to that point again where I'm going to sacrifice my health and well-being because I did not feel good about myself or because I did not love myself. So love yourself, love on yourself, you know, however you choose to do it. You know, some people, they, you know, love on themselves through affirmations. They love on themselves, you know, by hitting the gym, going to get something as simple as haircuts or going to the beauty salon, if people still go to the beauty salon, I don't know. But yeah, everybody should have a way of self-care and loving on themselves. I think Mary J. Blige, you know, she's shown how she loves on herself. She put out a whole song. She says, "Good morning, gorgeous." Well, you know, from here on in, I'm gonna get up in the morning, I'm gonna say, "Good morning, handsome." You know, I am handsome. You know, I might be big, but that's something I'm working on. You know, I'm not gonna keep telling myself that you're fat, because I know what the situation is. I know I gained some extra weight. You know, that tends to happen. Now I know that I got to take care of that, but I'm awake in the mornings. I'm gonna say, "Good morning, handsome. Good morning, GQ. You know, let's go ahead and seize the day, if you will. Carpe diem, I think it's called. That's what we're gonna do, because you have to love yourself." So on that note, that is all that I have for y'all today. Please make sure that you share the podcast if you like what you hear. If you like the sound of my lovely voice, if you want to hear more, share the podcast, subscribe. We are trying to make this a bigger movement than what it currently is. We want to spread joy. We want to spread happiness. That's what we're trying to do here on the Nerdy Little Bubba podcast. So until the next one, this is Mr. Garrett. As always, I just want to tell you, everyone, peace and one love.